Welcome to Color Country Politics, where we discuss all the important political issues facing Iron County, Utah. Our guests include elected officials and community leaders in or representing Iron County.
This is Episode 18, Council Candidate Forum, TJ Penrod, Cedar City.
Welcome back to Color Country Politics. I am Jenny Hendricks, here with Jesse Harris.
Hello.
And we are continuing our series of interviews with the municipal candidates. Today, we are really thrilled to have TJ Penrod.
Yeah.
He is a candidate for Cedar City Council, and we're just going to jump in and get started.
Perfect. Yeah, great.
So, tell us a little bit about yourself to start out with.
Awesome. Yeah. I've been living in Cedar City since 2002. I moved down here originally for college, and I loved it so much that I decided to stay. So I've been here since then. I had one time had plans to move away, but I was like, you know what, I'm going to buy a house and start my life here. And I've loved it. I love Cedar City. I'm a teacher. I teach social studies at two private schools, one out on Highway 56 and one down in New Harmony. Hmm. And then probably what I'm most known for is I'm one of the owners of OTC Comedy. We do a live improv comedy show every Friday night. We've been doing that for 15 years.
Fantastic.
And so I am a small business owner here in town.
Great.
And, yeah, I would love to get more involved in Cedar City's politics. I've not done that yet.
So. Fantastic.
Great. So, I always say it takes a little bit of crazy to decide to run for office. So, why are you running?
I'm crazy.
No. That's fair.
Yeah. That's it. No, I what's funny is I have been wanting to get more involved in Cedar City politics, just in general. Like, I kind of, you know, like I've been kind of seeing how politics on the national level are going and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, man, what can I do about this? And I could run for city council. I could run for an office in my local community. And so that's what I want to do. I kind of put my money where my mouth is and put myself out there and be a part of the solution and help and work with people and bring voices to those that may not feel that they have a voice. I don't know, just, be a part of that, whole thing.
That's great.
So,
yeah, that's a fair point. I think there are people who don't speak because they feel like they wouldn't be heard.
Yeah. I've been one of those people for a while and been like, man, I just feel like I don't see myself anywhere and, you know, okay, cool. Gonna do something about it.
So, good. Yeah. That's great. So one of the questions that we'd like to ask everybody who comes on is, in your opinion, what is the city doing well? What can you see the city is really accomplishing?
One of the things that I love, and it's not necessarily the city does it because it's where it's located, but I love Cedar City. It's beautiful. When I come home from any trip or anything like that, like I'm excited to come home, right?
Yeah.
I'm excited to drive in and see those red rocks and the canyon and all that kind of stuff, and I love it. I think that the city does have a pretty healthy community in the fact that we seems that most people have each other's back, and we're here to help each other out, and that's what I really like about Cedar City. I think that we have some really great opportunities in Cedar City for a lot of different things. I think that it's a place that I think a lot of businesses can come in and prosper. I think it's a place that people can really enjoy and grow a family and have a family here in Cedar City. It's just a really great place to live. And like, as far as, you know, my business, I own OTC Comedy, or one of the owners of OTC Comedy. And we've been here, and people are like, well, why did you start a comedy club in Cedar City? And I've been asked that. And, like, I really like it. We have really great support from a lot of members of the community. We've had support from the city council.
That's great.
We've had help from a lot of places. And And the sense of community that we have here in Cedar City, I think, is really important and really a big part of the identity of Cedar City. Mm-hmm. And so I think that our city does a really great job in creating those opportunities and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. I agree. It's a great place to live.
So on the flip side of that, what are things the city could be doing better?
Well, I think with some of the recent things going on, there has been some divisiveness in Cedar City that you've kind of seen. I mean, that there's, I will bring it up. It's the mascot issue has really divided our community. And I don't know why it's divided it so much, where people have gone to the point where they're not listening to each other and listening to both sides have arguments that are valid and necessary. And, you know, like, it seems that there's a lot of arguing and name calling and like, it's like drudgery. That's like, I'd like to see that change. It worries me. As someone who lives in Cedar City. Yeah. I mean, I've, you know, gone to some of those meetings and seen the backlash on the internet and all that kind of stuff. And it's concerning because I don't think that is Cedar City. You know, like, that's not the Cedar City that I know, Cedar City that I love. And it's very odd because I haven't experienced that a lot. And so when I see these kind of things, it's, you know, like, I kind of go, man, what's going on? And I'd like to, I don't know, again, like, help, if there's any way to do that, help be a voice that helps bring the sides together and says, hey, we're at heart, we all live here because we love it. Mm-hmm. Regardless of my belief here or your belief there, like, we live here and share some of the same wants and things that we enjoy and all that kind of stuff. And so I'd like to see that. I'd like to see some growth in Cedar City. You know, I think, like, when you look at some of the things, like, we are one of the lowest wages in Cedar City. Our median wage range is one of the lower ones in the state. And to me, I'm like, I would like to find out ways that we can try to improve that, bring new businesses in, bring new developments in. And not just for the sake of, like, growing Cedar City, but, like, you know, one of my philosophies is a high tide raises all ships. Mm-hmm. So, like, the better everyone's doing, the better that, you know, that our schools are doing, the better that our economy is doing, the better that all that, like, all that's going to raise Cedar City up a level and make it even better. Because I do know that one of the reasons that a lot of people leave Cedar City is because it either becomes unsustainable for their job opportunity, or another job opens up in a different community that they then have to move. And one of the things I always hear is, like, I don't really want to leave Cedar City, but I can't stay here to make ends meet, you know. And, like,
I have so many friends who went to SUU and said, if there was a way I could have found a job, I would have stayed. I would stay here forever.
Yeah, me too. And that's, like, and I find that to be sad. Like, I've had people that have moved out of Cedar City, come back to Cedar City, stay, like, and again, like, you know, like, if we could have it be and help build that, those, you know, the base of economy or whatever that is that's got to be there. And I know that, again, like, you know, I'm not, when it comes down to it, like, you know, like, I don't have much of a political experience, you know, like, call it what it is, you know, like, it's true.
I'm going to start somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like, and I, you know, don't know a lot about, like, how to, you know, go about helping, like, bring businesses in, but I want to find out, and I want to help in any way that I can to help, like, you know, the people that, like, you know, are going to be building these things, and the people that are going to be organizing these things, and, like, you know, that, you know, that there's multiple aspects to this, then. And I'd like to find out how to help in just any way I can.
So. That's great. Yeah. That's great. So what are some of your goals if you are elected? What are some things that you would like to accomplish?
Yeah, like, I'd like to see, again, like, that idea of, like, I'd like to see Cedar City, I don't know, like, because it's not that we, it's not on the map, and, I mean, it's obviously on a map, but, like, Cedar City, to me, has so many opportunities for, like, it being, like, we're the gateway to so many national parks, and we have this ability that I think is kind of unique to us in Cedar City, and like I said, like that idea of like being able to attract some of these businesses that, you know, I know that people have been talking about certain businesses coming in for a long time, but like finding what it's going to take to bring that in to our community. How do we make it something that's going to be beneficial for a business wants to come in and establish themselves here in Cedar City? Or also, like, grow that, like, local business space. We have a lot of local businesses that are amazing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, like, in a lot of restaurants that are, like, so good, like, I put them on par with many other places.
Absolutely.
I tell people that when it comes to food, we punch above our class.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we really do.
You know, and we have a hard-working core of people here and small business owners here in Cedar City that are doing working so hard, and I would like to see again that grow in how we can do that. So and again, like I said, I don't necessarily have the answers right now, like, and you know, like, but I'd like to talk to people and get to know, like, hey, what is it that you need, what, how can I help you to get the things that you need to be able to move forward? And again, like that idea, I've said it before, a rising tide raises all ships. So like the more that we can make, you know, this person starts bringing more business in, that means more business for this person, which means more business here. Mm-hmm. And then we start to, you know, all work.
Yeah. I've seen the figure that for every dollar brought into an economy, it creates five more dollars in economic activity.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, we, off the cuff, our OTC, we have a festival that we run every year, and we invite people from all over the United States to come here and stay in Cedar City for a weekend and all that. And like everyone always says the same things. Like, this is such a great community. It's so awesome. There's these really great restaurants, these really great businesses. And like, you know, again, like I want to share that with more people, you know? And yeah, I don't know. So I guess that would be my goal in a roundabout way.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
So let's say you're stuck in an elevator with someone for a couple of minutes. You want to give them a quick pitch of why they should pick you for city council. What do you tell them?
How can I help you? That's kind of my thing. It's like, again, like, I might not have all the answers, but like, I know that there, we have great resources all around us. And so like, what can I do to help you, get what you need? You know, whether that's to be heard, whether that's to find a way, like, again, like, you know, get approval on a permit or anything like that. Like, what is it? Like, how can I help you? That would be, I guess, my elevator pitch.
That's great.
That's a good pitch.
Yeah, that's great. Well, is there anything else that you would like voters to know about you?
Let's see. I mean, like, I'm a very fast learner. I've been involved in the politics and in some aspect of my life for a very long time. Never officially in this regard. Like, again, like I really believe in this town, and I believe that like, again, I chose in 2002 when I moved here. I chose when I graduated to live here. And I sometimes feel that people forget that just because I wasn't born here doesn't mean I don't want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be here. I want to be a part of this community. That, you know, I think there's a lot of people out there that find that same thing, right? That, that Cedar City is a really great community. And there's a lot of different voices in Cedar City. And we do hear a lot of the same type of voice in Cedar City, and there's many voices out there that are that can bring really great things to the table if given a chance to. And so I'd like to encourage that growth in that way as well.
Very well said. That's great. Well, we thank you very much for coming in. It was very fascinating to be able to learn more about you. This has been Color Country Politics with TJ Penrod, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Color Country Politics, a production in cooperation with Utah Politico Hub and graciously sponsored by Century 21 Prestige Realty at 121 North Main Street, Cedar City. Special thanks to Amoeba Crew for use of their song Background Indie Rock, licensed under Creative Commons. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever fine podcasts are found. Also, check out our YouTube channel where we post video of our interviews. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and our website at www.colorcountrypolitics.com.